And a good Wednesday night to you from Sioux City, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round basketball on KDCR. Men's basketball play set to begin at 7 o'clock. The Dort College Defenders taking on the Morningside Mustangs in the quarterfinal round of the GPAC tournament. An eight-team field. The winner will advance on to play in the semifinals on Saturday against the winner of the Hastings-Dakota Wesleyan contest, being played this evening at the world's only Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Before we go any further, let's pause for our national anthem. You are listening to KDCR 88.5. National anthem performed here at the Rosenverdorn Center. I still want to call it the old Alley Gym. That's what I grew up listening to and reading about. The old Morningside Chiefs, but now the Morningside Mustangs, members of the NAIA back in the old days, members of NCAA Division II basketball and the other sports. The old North Central Conference. Times change, so do institutions, and the Morningside Mustangs have made their mark in NAIA basketball. A few NAIA National Championship tournament field appearances in men's basketball. Women's basketball has had quite a bit of success, winning some NAIA National Championships. The foe this evening, the Morningside Mustang men, Dort College out on the floor warming up for tonight's contest, while the Morningside Mustangs, they retreated to their locker room and they are headed back out on the floor right now as I speak. Those of you wondering about the women's basketball game taking place in Orange City, Northwestern leads that contest at halftime, 27-24 over the Dort College Defender women. Erica Feenster leading the way for the Defenders with 9 points. Rachel Evavold with 6 points. Doesn't look like there's anyone in serious foul trouble. A few different players with 2 fouls apiece for the Defenders. Dort College bidding for that upset that is, in women's college basketball this evening over at the Boltman Center in Orange City. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. Let's begin with the Morningside Mustangs, 23-6 this year, 14-4 in the GPAC. They have secured a berth in the NAI National Championship with a GPAC championship from earlier this season, and I've got to back up and retract that. They will be in the NAI National Championship, win or lose, basically because they are highly rated enough. Postseason tournament champion will receive an automatic berth to the 32-team field. Used to be in Branson, Missouri. And it is now going to be held in Sioux Falls at the Pentagon. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Continuing on, the Morningside Mustangs, the number one seed in the postseason tournament, regular season champion. Mustangs have won 4 games in a row. They're 11-2 since January 6. Mustangs have outscored teams 84.7 to 77.2. They out-rebound teams 35.4 to 31.7. Mustangs are converting at a 51.7 percentage rate, make 38% of their three-point shots. Brody Ager leads the team in scoring with a 15.9 average, while Tyler Borchers is scoring 14.6 points per game with Alex Borchers and Zach Emick, adding 13.1 and 12.4 points per game, respectively. Tyler Borchers is the team's leading rebounder with a 7.2 average. Alex Borchers has 112 assists through 28 games. Emick has 95 assists this season. Dart College has outscored teams 86.4 to 82. Defender men are 12 and 18 overall, 6 and 12 in the GPAC. This is the 13th year in a row Dart College has qualified for the GPAC postseason tournament in men's basketball. Alec Henriksen scores 13.5 points per contest. Marcus Winterfeld adds 12.2. Jesse Jansma adds 8.6. Kyle Lang, 8.4. Ben Gasing and Chandler Brunsting, 8.2 and 8.0 points per game, respectively. Jesse Jansma has a team-high 54 three-point baskets this season. Lang and Brunsting each have converted 45. Brunsting is the team's leading rebounder with a 4.5 average. Last time out, Morningside beat Dart College 1 week ago tonight. They've been off since then. They were scheduled to play Grace University, a school out of Omaha, Nebraska. Dart College has played them a few different times over the seasons. This time, though, Grace, they've announced that they are closing their doors at the conclusion of the 2017-18 school year. In the meantime, their men's basketball team disbanded, and you see some of those teams, those forfeit decisions popping up on some of those schedules for teams in the GPAC. One of those, Morningside, they were scheduled to play them on Saturday. They did not get to play the Royals, but they do get a forfeit win in the contest that was originally scheduled for this past Saturday. So it's back to Wednesday night. Dart College and Morningside played. Morningside, a winner, 93-72, and a lackluster performance for the defenders. Mustangs got 20 points from Emig and Egger. Borchers had 15. Henriksen had 12 points. Barkema had 10 for the defenders. Dart College men went on the road, beat number 7 rated Briarcliff 81-75, preventing Briarcliff from sharing a piece of the GPAC championship in the process. Marcus Winterfeld led the Dart College attack with 27 points. Gasink and Barkema each had 13. Barkema cleared 8 rebounds as well. These two teams have met twice this season. Morningside has swept the regular season meetings. Morningside overcame a 45-38 halftime deficit and beat Dart College on January 10 here in Sioux City. Ended up being a 90-77 final. Marcus Winterfeld had 20. Morningside beat Dart College on February 14, 1 week ago tonight, 93-72. Most recent NEI Division II men's poll has Cornerstone atop the heap. Morningside is number 6, Briarcliff 9, Northwestern 11, and Dakota Wesleyan 18. Looks to me like we will see four teams in the NAIA National Championship out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Add Hastings into the mix, they're receiving votes. And future member Jamestown is also in the receiving votes category of the poll. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for today's basketball game. We begin with the host school, the Morningside Mustangs. They will start number 3, Brody Egger, averaging 15.9 points per game. Egger is a 6'2 junior from Urbandale, Iowa. He is appearing in his 89th game for the Mustangs. He has scored over 1,000 career points. Number 12 is Zach Emig, a 6'3 freshman from Gretna, Nebraska. He's averaging 12.4 points per game. Number 22 is Alex Borchers, a 5'10 sophomore from South Sioux City, Nebraska. He's here by way of the University of South Dakota. He is averaging 13.1 points per game. This will be his 60th game played for the Morningside Mustangs. Number 24 is Matt Hahn, a 6'3 sophomore from Fremont, Nebraska, averaging 7.1 points per contest. He is playing in his 45th game for the Mustangs. And number 33 is Tyler Borchers, a 6'7 sophomore from Lamars, Iowa, also at Morningside by way of the University of South Dakota. Averages 14.6 points per game. He's closing in on 800 career points in 60 games played. For the Dart College defenders, they will start number 3, Alec Henriksen, a 6'2 junior from Spirit Lake, Iowa. 13.5 points per game is his scoring average. He's the old man of the starting lineup. 82 career game appearances, 1,039 career points. Number 3 is Marcus Winterfeld, a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Center. He is averaging 12.2 points per game, scoring. He has scored 717 career points. Number five is Chad Barkham, a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 7.8 points per game. He's appearing in his 58th game for the Defenders. Number 11 is Chandler Brunsting, a 6'1 sophomore from Hull, averaging 8 points per game. He's appearing in his 54th Thort College basketball game, 325 career points. And Ben Gasink will start this evening, appearing in his 31st game as a freshman for the Defenders. He is from Sioux Center, Iowa. He is 6'3", and he is averaging 8.2 points per game. Based on Saturday, these three will see action off of the bench. They include Andrew O'Donnell, a senior from Sioux Center, averaging 6.6 points per game. Number 21, Jesse Jansma, a freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 8.6 points per game. And Kyle Lang, number 23, averages 8.4 points per contest. Zach Bussard is a sophomore from Papillion, Nebraska, averaging 5.0 points per game. Josh Van Langen's a sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 5.7 points per game. We might see DJ Feikster, number 31. He is from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He's a freshman, averaging 2.7 points per outing. And Kobe Critchley is a junior from Roseville, Minnesota, averaging 4.1 points per contest. We might see him this evening as well for Coach Ross Dalma. Morningside is coached by Jim Sykes. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with the start of our men's contest right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Thort College in their road black jerseys, yellow numbers trimmed out in white. For the Morningside Mustangs, their home whites, those fancy white-on-white numbers with maroon outline, and they've got some maroon script as well, block lettering across the front. White-on-white, though, their numbers and lettering. Opening tip controlled by the Mustangs, and here comes Morningside with the basketball. Pass goes left side. Egger picks it up, gives it off to Alex Borchers down to the baseline. Cut off there by Winterfeld, and we have a travel violation called against the Mustangs. A carry called against Alex Borchers, and Dort College will have it back. Dort College with their first possession of the contest, so not getting it back, but they do have their first possession. Pass goes to Barkema. Barkema right wing, left side. It goes over to Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. Henriksen to Winterfeld. Winterfeld trying to back down Borchers. Instead gives it outside to Gasink. They bring the double team. His pass is deflected into the backcourt. Ball's down on the floor. Brunsting gets a hand on it. And coming through to clean up the mess is number 33, Tyler Borchers. Borchers with his first 2 points this evening. And the Morningside Mustangs lead it 2-0. Driving in is Gasink, and Gasink a little bit gun-shy right now. The freshman a little too deep that time. Gets called for a travel violation, and the Dort College defenders will back up and play defense, trailing 2-0 in this one. Over in Orange City, Northwestern seizing a 31-26 lead early in the third quarter. Back in Sioux City, Dort College with a basket on the defense. Zach Emig drives in with a left hand, finishing with a left hand, and Zach Emig with a 2-point basket. And the Mustangs lead it 4-0. 4-0, our score. Henriksen with the basketball in between the circles, goes left side. They give it up to Gasink. Gasink driving baseline, reverse layup, gets around his man, lays it up and down. Ben Gasink with a 2-point bucket. Dort College trails 4-2. Alex Borchers with the basketball. Borchers in between the circles, guarded there by Gasink. Run a ball screen for Borchers. They don't get it to him. Instead, they come back out front. Han to Borchers. Borchers throws himself into Winterfeld. First shot is no good, but a foul on the ground called against Dort College and Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld whistled for the personal foul, and that will be foul number one on Marcus. Team foul number one on the defenders as well. Foul came before the shot, so Morningside will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Well, look on that sequence. Tyler Borchers content to try and bang his way to the basket. Barkema now taking his turn trying to guard him. Pass goes over the top. Alex Borchers loses it. Tapped away by Winterfeld, controlled by Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball, picks up his dribble, comes over to Ben. Ben back over to Brunsting. Brunsting, Winterfeld, three-pointer straight on, missed it right side, no good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Up and running, driving in is Emig. Emig gives it off Egger. Egger off the glass, good. Brody Egger with a 2-point basket. Morningside leads 6-2. 6-2 the score, 17:50 left to play first half. Brunsting with the basketball out front. Left side it goes Henriksen. Henriksen gives it off to Gasing. Gasing feeds it down low. On the left block to Winterfeld. Reverses. Barkema. Barkema deep right side goes over to Henriksen. Henriksen ball over his head. Guarded there by Borchers. Now they switch. Egger picks him up. Pass goes left side. Back over to Winterfeld. Eight to shoot. Marcus bounces it down low for Barkema. Barkema fade away on 10-footer right side. Good. Chad Barkema with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 6-4. 6-4, 17-18 remaining here in the first half. On the right side, Emig. Emig to Borchers. They overplay on Emig. Borchers finds Emig for the backdoor cut. And Zach Emig with a two-point basket. Back to the other way we go. Alec Henriksen into the lane. He finishes at the rim. And the Dort College defenders trail 8-6. Now a long pass over the top. Back to Borchers. Borchers makes it 10-6. That's Tyler Borchers finishing at the rim. He's got 4 points. And the Mustangs have a 4-point lead, 10-6. Jesse Jansma up off the bench. He'll be checking in at the next break for the defenders. Left side it goes. Brunsting goes down low to Winterfeld. Winterfeld working against Borchers. That's Tyler. Comes back right side over to Barkema. Barkema double teamed and stabbing at it. Taking it away is Tyler Borchers. Borchers driving in, and he throws it down to the right hand. Tyler Borchers with 6 points. It's 12-6. Dort College trailing Morningside by half dozen. 16-17 remaining here in this first half. Shot by Gasink, a floater left side, left it short off of the backboard. Rebound cleared by Alex Borchers. Comes back over the top, driving right-hand side. Layup shot no good. Rebound cleared by Barkema. Outlets to Brunsting. Doesn't have the numbers. It's 3-on-3. Brunsting, spin move, finishes with a left hand. No, missed it, but he's fouled on the play. That foul called on Brody Egger, his first. Team foul number one on the Mustangs. And with 15:57 left to play in the first half, Chandler Brunsting will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair of free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, and by Joiner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs. They're located in Orange City. Chandler Brunsting, second free throw on the way. This one's up and good. So Brunsting makes a pair of free throws. Defenders trail 12-8. Brunsting is an 81% free throw shooter. On the right side, they go to the cutter. Take it away by Barkema. It's a foot race the other way. Barkema trying to get to the hoop. And he's cut off. He retreats to the wing. Comes back over to Ben Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasing goes over to Brunsting, and the ball is tipped out of bounds, but they say Dort College touched it last, intended for Brunsting. Goes out of play. It will be Morningside basketball. Over in Orange City, past the midpoint of the third period, Northwestern leads Dort College 33-32. Here in Sioux City, Jansman in the ballgame for Dort College. Morningside basketball, new player in, that's Trey Brown for the Mustangs. Kicks it into the right corner. Three on the way from the right side. It's up and good. Matthew Hahn buries the three, and Morningside leads at 15-8, their biggest lead of the contest. Jansma, Barkema. Barkema intended for Gasink, and the ball tipped out of bounds, and now we have a convergence of the officials. They whistled it off of Gasink, and that was the incorrect call. Chris Ledwig comes over to help out, tell Chad Slagle that he had it, and Outdoor College maintains possession of it with 24 seconds remaining. They inbound right in front of the Morningside bench. Dort College with the basketball, right side Bussard. Bussard gives it up, Barkema. Barkema right side, Jansma feeds it down low, Zach. Bussard wheels, puts up the hook shot, hangs on the rim, won't fall through, and the rebound is cleared by Morningside. Morningside a chance to take a double-digit lead here. Pass goes left side. Kick out pass, three, up and good. A three-point basket for the Mustangs and Matthew Hahn. Dort College's crowd wanted a travel violation. No call was made. And the Morningside Mustangs on the extended possession make it 18-8. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from Sioux City right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Morningside leading Dort College 18-8, 14:42 remaining in this first half. It's been all Morningside so far, pulling away from a 8-6 advantage. They've outscored North College 10-2 since that point and have taken an 18-8 edge over in Orange City. Northwestern, a three-point lead on the Lady Defenders, 38-35, with under 4 minutes to go in that third period. Timeout huddle breaks. Lang with it in the left corner. Out front to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball back to Jansma. Jansma, Lang. Lang, left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell on the wing. Andrew with it. Tests the waters. Puts it up. Off-balance shot, no good. Rebound fought for. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Bussard. Bussard, layup good. Zach Bussard with a two-point basket. I don't think he ever went to his knees, actually, to retrieve that basketball. Got out of a deep crouch and came up and finished. Morningside crowd wanted a travel violation, but I don't think he was ever actually down on the floor, so that's why there was no travel called. On the other end, a reach-in by the defenders. That's going to go against Jesse Jansma. Jansma called for foul number one. Pass inbounded. Nothing there. Shot in the lane. Up and good. Trey Brown spins and gets the baby hook to go. And the defenders trail it 20-10. Right side of the basketball is Jansma. Jansma out front. Comes back over to Lang. Lang, Brunsting. Brunsting into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell back to Jesse. Jesse with it on the wing. Comes back to Lang. Lang, lob pass goes down low. Bussard. Bussard pushed out by Brown. Zach puts it on the floor. Reverse layup, no good, but a foul on the play called against Trey Brown. That's foul number one on Brown. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Couple of free throws on the way for Zach Bussard. Bussard, a couple of points. He is a 68% free throw shooter. First free throw is up and good for the sophomore from Papillion. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support North College and Defender Athletics by Boren Sons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection in Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Couple of made free throws by Bussard. He's got 4 points. Defenders trail 20-12. Emig passes left corner. Morningside attacking. They give it underneath Brown. Brown, short shot, no good. Rebound tipped by Barkema. Tipped by O'Donnell. Controlled by Bussard. Here comes North College and Lang. Lang on the right side. He's going to fire a quick three, and he hits it. Kyle Lang with a three-point bucket. North College trails 20-15. Morningside basketball on the left side. Mustangs have it. Andrew Cimadini. Cimadini passes it off to Lang. Lang gives it up. Brown. Brown dumps it in. And a late arriving Jesse Jansma is going to be called for a personal foul. That's number two on Jesse. And a three-point play opportunity coming for Trey Brown. 2:38 remaining in the third quarter over in Orange City. Northwestern leads Dort in that one, 39-38 in that quarterfinal round contest. A free throw on the way for Brown. Brown high over his head, low arcing shot. More or less a no arcing shot, and the Dort College defenders bring the basketball up after the main field goal. It's 22-15. 22-15, defenders down 7. Lang, another one from the left corner. Left that one short, no good. Tap out, O'Donnell comes away with it. Gives it up, Gasink. Gasink out front, Lang. Lang, floater, no. Gives it off to Bussard instead. Bussard unable to finish with the left hand. A little bit of a nudge there, and Coach Ross Dahmel wanted a foul call. They give it off to Pierce Almond. Almond, top of the key, three. Missed it, no good. Rebound, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew brings it into the front court. Hesitates. Drops it off. Pocket pass. Bussard. Bussard. It's going to be called. I thought they were going to signal a charge on Bussard. Instead, a block against Pierce Almond. So for Pierce Almond, that's his first personal foul. Busser checks out of the contest. Checking in is Winterfeld with 12:05 remaining. Gasing with it right side. Gasing gives it up to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, three. Missed it, no good. Rebound Gasing, and Gasing is fouled from behind by Brody Egger, and Egger has just picked up his second personal foul. So Dort College initially getting down by double figures, now trying to battle, showing a little heart here with 11:57 left to play in the first period, first half, that is. I guess officially it is the first period. Dort College will be inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop as that foul came on the rebound. That's team foul number four against the Mustangs. Pass goes into the corner, Henriksen. They aren't going to let him free for anything. Henriksen on the left elbow. Comes back right side over to Lang. Lang beyond the three-point line, top of the key. Winterfeld, head fake, nothing there. Comes back over to Lang. Lang, long three, cash. Kyle Lang with his second three. Defenders trail 22-18. 22-18. Dort College looking for a stop on the other end. Emig passes out front, giving it up. That's Alex Borchers. Borchers to Emig. Emig guarded by Henriksen. Out front, Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers back to Emig, looking for the pocket pass. Instead, kickout pass. Here's Borchers, and Borchers is going to be called for a charging foul, and he can't believe it. Tyler Borchers, the sophomore from Lamar's, always on the ragged edge is the sophomore from Lamar's, and that time pleading his case very demonstratively for the officials. And he has succeeded in getting under the skin of the Dort College cheering section as well. So that's foul number one on Tyler Borchers. Team foul number five against the Morningside Mustangs, and Coach Jim Sykes decides this is a good time to call timeout, settle things down. 30-second timeout charged to the Mustangs. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick to see over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com, and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Dort College down four, Lang over the basketball, wants a ball screen, declines it. Here's Lang into the front, gives it off Winterfeld. Winterfeld back to Henriksen, nine to shoot, back over to Kyle. Kyle double teamed, floater off the heel, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Borchers. Borchers with the basketball. Borchers gives it off to Emig. That's Alex Borchers. Now right side it goes Emig. Emig beyond the three-point line. Back over to Alex Borchers. Alex, reverse layup, good. Alex Borchers with a two-point basket. It's 24-18. 24-18, our score. With the basketball out front, Henriksen goes left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Winterfeld. Winterfeld, three, good. Winterfeld with a three. He might have the advantage if he can pull Tyler Borchers out away from the basket. With it on the left side, they give it up. Borchers. Borchers throws another one down. Tyler Borchers with 8 points. Dort College trails 26-21. On the right side of the basketball is Henriksen. Henriksen stops, gives left wing. O'Donnell, three ball. Yes. Andrew O'Donnell with a three-point bucket, his first points of the night. He has 912 for his career. Dort College down 26-24. 9:48 remaining in the first half. Emig, layup attempt, no good. Tap out, controlled by Morningside. Morningside basketball out front, Hahn. Right side, Alex Borchers. Three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Henriksen. Throws it over the top, Lang. Lang stops, pops. Three, left wing, no good. Tap by O'Donnell, no good. And here comes Morningside back the other way, leading 26-24 on the Verhoef Automotive scoreboard. Emig wheels his way into the lane. His shot, no good. But a foul on the play called against the Dort College defenders. That foul goes on Marcus Winterfeld. That's number two on him. Free throws on the way for Emig over in Orange City. They're deadlocked at the end of three periods, Dort College and Northwestern, 49-49 over there. First free throw by Emig is good. Zach with another one on the way. Zach Emig's second free throw. He's a 65% free throw shooter. Makes him both that time. 55 for 84 now for the season. And the defenders trail 28-24. 28-24 with the basketball is Henriksen. Dort College down four. Bussard left side. Barkema. Barkema on the wing. O'Donnell right side to Henriksen. 9 minutes remaining in the first half. Bussard. Turn around with the left hand. Good. Zach Bussard with a lefty hook. He's got six. Defenders trail 28-26. Alex Borchers down to the baseline. Reverses it. Back into the corner. Hahn. Hahn feeds it out front. Brown. Trey Brown on the left elbow. 13 to shoot for the Mustangs. Comes back out front, Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers puts it up, hesitation move, gets it to go. Alex Borchers with a two-point bucket as he hangs in the air and gets it to go as he's coming down to the floor. Right side with it is Henriksen. Henriksen, back left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Lang. Lang, deep left corner. Comes back to Barkema. Chad, floater, 10-footer, left side, good. Chad Barkema with four. Dort College trails two, 30-28. 8 minutes remaining, first half. On the left side with it, Morningside. They bounce it over to Brown. Brown misses the shot. Rebound cleared by Bussard. Coming away with it is Lang. Lang with the basketball. Lang into the lane. Floats it back over to O'Donnell. Now Zach Bussard with it. Bussard back to Lang. Lang for the lead. Three ball. Yep. Three-point basket, Kyle Lang. He's got three in the first half. 9 points, all on triples, and the defenders lead 31-30. Pass goes into the corner. Hesitation. Three. Answering is Hahn. Matt Hahn with his third three. Dort College trails by two, 33-31, 7:15 remaining. First half of play. Lang driving the lane, misses the shot. Put it up with the right hand. Too strong off the glass. Back the other way, Emig. Emig to Borchers. Borchers floater in the lane from five. No good. Rebound, Brown, but he's stripped on the way up by Andrew O'Donnell, and O'Donnell is whistled for the personal foul. We'll see if they give him two shots, and they will. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van Inglenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by People's Bank with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, Iowa. Also Jasper, Minnesota, People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. Well, the Dort College crowd not in agreement with the free throws coming for Morningside. Deep knee bend by Brown. Brown a little disjointed with that free throw attempt. He's a 57% free throw shooter. He's 0 for 2 so far this evening. Brown misses the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Gets out of the deep knee bend, comes to a stop almost at the top, and fires it from well over his head. Gets that one to go. He's 1 for 3 now. He'll check out of the basketball game. Tyler Borchers will check in. 34-31. Dort College leading, trailing, I should say, by three. Over in Orange City, getting tough right now for the defender women. They trail by nine, 8 minutes remaining. They need a comeback now. Brunsting passes right side, Barkema. Barkema over to Lang. Lang with the basketball, Jansma. Jansma out front. Comes back left side, Brunsting, three-point line. Right side, Jesse. Jesse lets fly with the three from the wing. Short, no good. Rebound cleared by Morningside. Borchers sprinting the distance. All the way underneath the basket. Now a kick-out pass. Almond, right wing, no good. Rebound, Brunsting. Brunsting doesn't have the numbers. Feeds it left side, Barkema. He lets fly for three from the wing, no good. And the rebound is cleared. Well out on the perimeter by Tyler Borchers. Borchers with the basketball. He gives it back to Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers the guard. Tyler Borchers the post player. With it on the right side, Zach Emig. Emig. Cross-court pass, deep right corner. This is, and Jesse Jansman's just picked up his third, trying to defend Matt Hahn. That one was a touch and go. Jansma whistled for his third. Jansma, one of those nights, wrong place, wrong time. Today's broadcast made possible. Well, we're not into the bonus yet, so I'll tell you that at the next free throw. 5:59 remaining here in the first half. Morningside with a 34-31 advantage. Mustangs, pass goes out front. Cimadini. Cimadini, right wing, Hahn. Hahn with the basketball. Right side, three on the way, Hahn. Missed it, no good. That was his fourth three-point attempt. Pass goes underneath Almond. Almond, easy basket, good. Pierce Almond with a two-point bucket. Morningside extends the lead to five, 36-31. Gasink out front, Winterfeld trying to take Borchers off the dribble. Now gives it back over to Gasink on the right wing beyond the three-point line. Takes a couple dribbles, feeds it down low, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, nothing there. Winterfeld back out front, Chandler. Chandler, three from the right wing, no good. Rebound Almond for Morningside. Morningside into the front court with the basketball. Emig comes back, left elbow jumper. Borchers, not his game. He misses the jump shot. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Let's see if he pulls the trigger. He will. Long range three. Got it. Three-point basket by Marcus Winterfeld. He's got six. Tyler Borchers late in arriving. Hand down. Didn't get there in time to not get to bother the shot. And Zach Emig will now feed it over to Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers over to Pierce Almond. Almond, the give and go. And Almond that time races to the hoop. Gets the layup. 38-34, Morningside leading with a left-handed layup by Almond off the give-and-go. Winterfeld thought about the long three. Instead, they go over to Lang. Lang to Barkema. Lang playing a lot of minutes because of the foul trouble for Jansma. Left side pass goes over to Barkema. Barkema with it deep in the left corner. Barkema trying to back Almond down. Puts it up in traffic. And they're going to call travel now on Chad Barkema. Important last 4:13 here for the defenders. Got to stay in contact here, trailing Morningside by four, 38-34. 4:13 remaining. Dort College with Brunsting, Gasink, O'Donnell, Winterfeld, and Henriksen on the floor right now. For Morningside, it is Emig, Almond, Tyler Borchers, Cimadini, and Hahn. Hahn pull up from 15, right side good. Matt Hahn with 11 first half points. Much better than his 7.1 points per game average. 40-34, Morningside. And a steal by Tyler Borchers. He stabs at it and takes it away from Ben Gasing. Racing the other way, Zach Emig. Emig turns away from the hoop, flips it over his shoulder from the left-hand side, gets it to go, and now Zach Emig will shoot a free throw. 8 points for Emig, and the defenders trail 42-34 pending the free throw. That is foul number three on Marcus Winterfeld. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. We're located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra, 722-0101. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Dort College wants a timeout. Zach Emig, a three-point play. And the Morningside Mustangs have a 43-34 advantage. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from Sioux City right after this. 43-34, Dort College trailing by nine, 3:35 remaining in the half. Gasing for the basketball, Dort College needs a bucket. They go over to Brunsting, looking down low for Busser. Dort College, a couple of players with three fouls each on the bench. Winterfeld and Jansma, two of their three leading scorers. Left side pass, Henriksen dumps it down low for Bussard. Seven to shoot. Zach wheels around, gets the shot to go. He's got eight first half points. Dort College trails 43-36. 43-36 the score. Coming back the other way, Morningside basketball, Emig. Emig on the wing. Emig gives it back over to Borchers. Borchers slams it home. Tyler Borchers with 10 points. And the Mustangs lead 45-36. Henriksen with the basketball on the right wing. Henriksen, nothing there. Comes over to Brunsting. Brunsting left side, Gasing. Gasing for the basketball. Gasing picks up his dribble. He's on the left wing. Gives it back over to Brunsting. 2:39 left to play here in the first half. Chandler with the basketball, trying to fire it underneath for Gasing, and it is tipped by Matthew Hahn. It will be Morningside basketball. Throwing it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop is Dort College's Kyle Lang. Gets it into Bussard. Bussard, Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. He lets fly with a long three. Missed it. No good. Brunsting tries to save it in off of Emig. He does so, but the shot clock expires as Henriksen's shot was short. And the Mustangs have the basketball back with an opportunity to build on the 9-point lead, 45-36. Well, it'd be big if Dort College could get it down to 4-5 going into the locker room. 2:15 to go. They've got some work to do. Kick out pass, Emig. Emig at the top of the key, driving in. Right side, Hahn. Hahn, another three. Yes. Matthew Hahn, four threes, 14 points for the game. Dort College trails 48-36. On the right side with it is Lang. Lang with it, deep right corner. Kyle picks up his dribble, and he is forced out of bounds. He'll call for a timeout. It'll be Dort College basketball when we resume play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5, over in Orange City. Dort College now needs a comeback. They trail Northwestern 68-55. So Northwestern looking to end Dort College's women's basketball season this evening. Erica Feenster leading Dort College with 17 points. Abby Pruitt has 12. Peyton Harmson has 11. Rachel Evavold with 12. Boy, doing the quick math on that. That's 24-35. 52 of Dort College's 55 points from those four players. Sienna Stamness also has a three-point basket. So there you've got the 55 points accounted for the defenders. On the Northwestern side of the ledger, Renee Manneman, 21 points on 9 of 21 shooting. Erica Feenstra, 7 of 7 from the free throw line. Dort College keeping themselves relatively close, doing well from the free throw line, but down to Baker's dozen in Orange City. O'Donnell double-teamed as he steps through. A reach-in foul called against Morningside. Dort College is down a dozen, 48-36, with 1:47 remaining here in this first half. Dort College will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. The next foul on Morningside results in bonus free throws for Dort College. On the right side is O'Donnell. O'Donnell down to the baseline, cut off. Tries to pass it out front. It's deflected. Picked up by the defenders. 12 to shoot. Lang left side, Brunsting. Brunsting back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Steps in. 17-footer straight on. Good. Andrew O'Donnell with 5 points, 48-38, 10-point lead for the Mustangs. Cross-court pass with it on the wing, and what do we have? Foul's going to go on Tyler Borchers in the lane. Tyler Borchers called for his second personal foul. He and Zach Bussard tangled up in the lane, and that time they call Tyler Borchers for the personal, his second. He will go to the bench for the final 118 of this half. 10-point lead for the Mustangs. Dort College with the basketball. Can you get a 2-for-1 here is my question. And have a little time on the second. So Dort College may be a chance to cut into the lead. Brunsting out front, Lang. 101 remaining, 12 on the shot clock. Henriksen floater off the side of the backboard, no good, partially blocked. And now a foul called on Zach Bussard. Zach Bussard whistled for the personal foul. Free throw time now for Morningside. So free throws coming here for the Mustangs. Shooting the free throw will be Andrew Cimadini. Cimadini shooting a 1-1 here. 54.6 seconds remaining in the first half. Cimadini spins it a few times, eyes it, right-handed free throw is good. Cimadini 7 of 7 this season from the free throw line. shooting for Morningside's 50th point here, trying to put the Mustangs back up by a dozen. They've led by as many as 13 this evening. Second free throw on the way for Cimadini is up. That one's good as well. 50-38. Cimadini makes both free throws. And the defenders trail by a dozen. 50-38. Lying over the basketball. Lying on the right side. Step back. Nothing there. Henriksen. They aren't letting Henriksen get anything on the perimeter. Out front, Brunsting. Brunsting. Three straight on. No good. Here comes Morningside with a chance to extend the 12-point lead. Driving in is Hahn. Stops at the free throw line. Lob it down low for Brown. Trey Brown working against Bussard. Now Morningside will work it. Ball's poked away, taken away by Brunsting. Brunsting feeds it to Lang. Back to Brunsting. Brunsting layup good. Chandler Brunsting with 4 points. Stuart College back to within 10, 50-40. And Morningside will hold for the final shot. 15 seconds as Emig takes it across half court. Emig guarded there by Lang. Emig gets a ball screen from Brown. Ball's poked away, taken away by Bussard. 3 seconds left. Brunsting fires it up from midcourt. Off the mark, no good. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Morningside 50, Dort College 40. It is time now for the Farmers Mutual Insurance Association halftime show. Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall, a Grinnell Mutual member, provides property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Back with a look at the numbers from the GPAC quarterfinals between Dort College and Morningside right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The defender men trailing Morningside 50-40 at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round contest. Before I get to the halftime numbers, let's fill you in on the women's game. Just completed, Northwestern defeats Dort College 75-64 in the GPAC quarterfinals. Northwestern pulls away from a 52-51 ball game at the end of the third period. If I've got my math correct, that's, not quite, 52-49. It was a 3-point ball game at the end of the third period. Northwestern had that lead, and they go on to win 75-64, improving to 23-7 in the process. Dort College falls to 14-17 to conclude the season. Dort College in that women's game, 21-57 from the floor, 17-18 on free throws. Northwestern, 25-60 from the floor, 20-29 from the free throw line. Northwestern had a 44-33 rebounding advantage in that women's game. Turnovers, Dort College cut way down on their turnovers. Northwestern had 11, Dort College charged with just 10 today. So Dort College women, even though they lose today, might be one of their best performances start to finish of the season. So a good way to finish for the defenders, albeit in a losing effort. Erica Feenster led the Dort College women with 17 points. Rachel Evebold had 16 to go along with 4 rebounds. Feenster had 6 rebounds. 12 points for Ebby Pruitt, 11 for Peyton Harmson, and Sienna Stamness ends with 8. For Northwestern, they were led by Renee Madiman with 25 points. Cassidy DeYoung had 15, Darby Gustafson 10. Haley Burks ended with 10, and Anna Keel with 6. Dort College women again lose by a final of 75-64 on the Verhoef Automotive halftime scoreboard. So we can pencil that final in. Northwestern advances on in tournament play in women's basketball. They will meet the winner of the Midland Dakota Wesleyan contest being played this evening. Here in Sioux City, Dort College men trailing Morningside 50-40. Dort College topped in the first half by Kyle Lang with 9. Zach Bussard has 8. 5 for Andrew O'Donnell. 6 for Marcus Winterfeld. 4 each for Chad Barkman, Chandler Brunsting. 2 for Ben Gasink and Alec Henriksen. For Morningside, 14 for Matt Hahn. 10 for Tyler Borchers, 9 for Zach Emig, 4 for Alex Borchers, 4 for Pierce Ullman, 5 for Trey Brown, 2 for Andrew Simonini, and 2 for Brody Egger. Dort College hampered by foul trouble in the first 20 minutes of play. Marcus Winterfeld played 10 minutes in the first half, picked up 3 personals. Jesse Jansma, snake bit. 4 minutes played, 3 fouls, 0 for 1 from the field so far. For Morningside, they've got a couple of players with 2 fouls each. They are Tyler Borchers and Brody Egger. Winner of this one advances on to play the winner of Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan. They're playing in the Corn Palace this evening. That is set to begin in a few minutes, straight up at 8 o'clock. Other GPAC quarterfinal round play tonight. Concordia is at Northwestern. Doan is at Briarcliff. That game should be reaching its conclusion as well. Or I should say that one is at halftime, beg your pardon. We'll try to get you some of those updates on the Verhoef Automotive scoreboard in just a little bit. This has been the Farmers Mutual Insurance Halftime Show. Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, provides property protection in Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. Back in a minute with the recap of the GPAC quarterfinal round contests so far this evening and the start of the second half. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, Morningside 50, Dort College 40. Scores from around the conference. Doan leads Briarcliff at halftime, 44-37 in men's play. Morningside leads Hastings in women's play at halftime, 33-32. No report on Briarcliff and Concordia and Midland and Dakota Wesleyan women as well. 2-point bucket by Alec Henriksen, and the Dort College defenders open the second half with a basket to cut the lead back to 8, 50-42. Tyler Borchers, they isolate him against Marcus Winterfeld in an easy basket that time. Now answering back, though, the Dort College defenders. Alec Henriksen, a 3 that time. And the Dort College defenders down 7. 52-45. Borchers up in the air. He passes right side. This is Hahn. Hahn stops at the free throw line. Gives it back to Emig. Emig, short jumper, hangs on the rim and falls through. Emig with a 2-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail by 9. Gasink, left side. Winterfeld working against Borchers. Puts it on the deck. Now passes back, right, left side. Down to the baseline is Barkema. Barkema, nowhere to go. Out front, Henriksen. Henriksen, another 3. That one's good. Alec Henriksen with 10 points. Dort College trails 48-54, 6-point difference. Alec Henriksen getting it going here in the second half with 8 points, 10 for the night. Emig trying to go to the hoop, and he dribbles it off of his foot, out of play. It'll be Dort College basketball. So the defenders get the basketball back. Well, if nothing else, Alec Henriksen getting his offense going in the second half. Matthew Hahn leading Morningside with 14 first-half points. Dort College basketball, a chance to cut into the 6-point lead. Defenders led briefly in the first half. It was very briefly, 31-30. It was their only lead of the first half of play. Gasink out front, Winterfeld, nobody matches up with him. 3-pointer off the side of the iron, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Emig. Emig into the front court. Zach Emig with the basketball, drives in, feeds the trailer. With the right hand is Borchers, pokes it away from Gasink on the rebound. Emig puts it up and he has it blocked. Comes back to Gasink. Gasink, double clutch, hangs in the air, can't get the layup to go. And the Dort College defenders trail 54-48. So a chance for the defenders to cut into the lead. They fail to do so that time. With it on the left side. Morningside basketball. In between the circles out front, Brody Egger, guarded there by Brunsting. He passes left side, gives it up to Simonini. Simonini with the basketball. Right side, Hahn. Hahn back to Emig. Emig in the corner to Hahn. Hahn over the basketball. Hahn over the top of Barkema. His shot no good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up Gasing. Gasing with the basketball, right side. Barkema. Barkema gets the shot to go. Chad Barkema partially blocked, gets it to go, even though Tyler Borcher's got a piece of it. Chad Barkema now with 6 points, and the defenders trail 54-50. On the left side, Egger. Egger gives it to Hahn. Hahn left side. Now back to Egger. Egger averaging 16 points per game. Foul trouble in the first half, limited to 2. Bounce pass goes down low for Tyler Borchers. Taken away by Barkema. It's deflected by Winterfeld. Winterfeld lays it up with the right hand. Good. Marcus Winterfeld with 8 points, and the Dort College defenders charging back from a 10-point deficit at halftime. They've cut 8 points off of the lead, a little under 3 minutes into this second half of play. It's 54-52 Morningside. When we're back right after this, this is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College on defense as we resume play. Morningside. Pass, cross-court deflected, picked up by the Mustangs and Semedini. Semedini to Hahn. Hahn, right side back to Egger. Egger, nothing there, reverses it back. Left side, jumper in the lane by Semedini. Missed it, no good. In and out, rebound cleared by Brunsting, ahead to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball on the right side. Comes back over to Brunsting. Brunsting into the corner, Barkema. Barkema over the basketball. Barkema puts up the three, good. Dort College has taken the lead 55-54 on a Chad Barkema three-point basket. He's got 9. Zach Emig with the basketball. Dort College has had one other lead this evening. That came midway through the first half when they led briefly by 1. Morningside had an answer then. Let's see if they do here. Egger, 3. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Dort College up tempo. Into the front court, Gasing. Left side, Brunsting. Brunsting, cross court pass. And the ball is deflected, intended for Josh Van Langen. Van Langen in the ballgame here, getting a rotation for Winterfeld. Winterfeld on the bench, catching a breather. Playing with 3 personals is Winterfeld, so you want to keep him available, obviously, for later in the contest. 55-54, Morningside leading, Dort College leading. Defenders inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Gasing gets it in, Brunsting swings it to Van Langen, feeds it off to Barkema. Barkema 3, top of the key, no good. Rebound cleared by Brown. Trey Brown hands it off. Alex Borchers, right side pass. Semedini down to the baseline, pulls the trigger from 14, no good. Rebound Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Chandler all the way to the free throw line. Spin move. Lays it up with the left hand. Will they count the hoop? They will not, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Morningside. Foul goes on Alex Borchers. That is his first, as Chandler Brunsting went to the spin move in the middle of the lane. Dort College to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Gasing to trigger it. Dort College playing over the 1-point lead. 27 seconds on the shot clock. They give it underneath to Barkema, and Barkema is held on the ball play. That's going to go on against Matthew Hahn. That is his first, team foul number 2 on the Mustangs. So Dort College inbounding again. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Pass goes in. They get it over to Henriksen. Henriksen 3, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Brown. Trey Brown with the basketball. Long pass into the front court. Egger. Egger feeds it underneath Semedini. Semedini fouled on the play by Van Langen. And Van Langen whistled for the personal and for Josh, the sophomore from Sioux Center. That is his first personal foul. Free throws on the way for Semedini. Semedini, a perfect 8-for-8 this season from the charity stripe. Semedini. Right-handed shot on the way is good. Catches every part of the rim and falls through. He's got 3 points. And we are deadlocked at 55-55. 14-16 remaining. Tyler Borchers is in. Trey Brown checks out. Those two will rotate. Borchers will get about 4 minutes. Brown will get about 2. And then later in the game, I would anticipate it'll be more of Borchers. Second free throw on the way for Semedini, trying to reestablish the lead for the Mustangs, and he does. 10-for-10 for the season is Semedini. 4 points, averaging 1.6 points per ballgame. He's got 4 this evening, all from the free throw line. Lang gives it off to Henriksen. Henriksen, Brunsting. Brunsting, right side, Van Langen. Van Langen, Barkema. Barkema over the basketball, back to Henriksen. Henriksen on the right wing. Henriksen guarded by Semedini. Gives it back to Lang. Lang tests the waters. Kicks out to Van Langen. Van Langen, three, short block. Rebound cleared by Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers with the basketball. Gives it up to Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers in between the circles. Morningside looking to extend the one-point lead. Down to the baseline is Alex Borchers. Feeds it to Tyler Borchers, and Tyler Borchers is fouled on the play by Josh Van Langen. And Tyler Borchers will go to the free throw line. He will shoot two free throws. Van Langen, a couple of fouls, sends Borchers to the free throw line. He's a 66% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Another free throw on the way for Borchers, trying to make it a three-point ball game. Second free throw is up, and that one's off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared by O'Donnell. It's 57-55, Morningside up two. Kyle Lang of the basketball, guarded there by Alex Borchers. Lang looking, goes out front, O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Henriksen. Henriksen had 8 quick points in the second half. It's part of that run that ignited the Dort College defenders to a one-point advantage. Kyle Lang driving in, hangs in the air, switches over to the left hand and finishes at the rim. It's 57-57. Morningside basketball. Right side it goes. Egger. Left side, Borchers. Borchers back over to Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers, Semedini. Semedini, right side, Egger. Egger puts it up. Shot off the glass, no good. Tap attempt by Tyler Borchers, no good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. Dort College with it. Brunsting thought about the three. Instead gives it back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, three. Missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Morningside. Mustangs coming back the other way. Hahn to Borchers. Borchers to the cutter. Lays it up with the right hand, good. Two-point basket for the Mustangs and Semedini. Semedini with a two-point bucket. He's got six. Morningside leads 59-57. Winterfeld, Henriksen. Henriksen, three. Missed it, no good. Rebound tipped, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Morningside basketball. ...59-57, Morningside leading Dort College by a pair. Bringing the basketball up is Alex Borchers. He goes left side over to Semedini. Semedini to Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers steps back beyond the three-point line. Comes back right wing. Nothing there. Now Tyler Borchers, 17 feet from the hoop. He gives it up to Semedini, and Semedini having the game of his life. He hits a three. Morningside leads 62-57. Semedini averaging 1.7 points per game. He's got 9 tonight, 7 in the second half. Lang, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers over to Semedini. Semedini on the right wing. Semedini comes back. Left side, Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers, pass. Throws it at the foot of a Dort College defender. No kick called. They give it up Tyler Borchers, and Tyler Borchers muscles it up and down. Borchers with 15, and the defenders surrendering a 7-0 run right now. Beg your pardon, an 8-0 run. They were out down by one. They lead by 7 right now. Dort College needs to stop the bleeding. Jansma, that is, to Henriksen. Henriksen to Jesse. Jesse out front. Winterfeld. Winterfeld puts it on the deck. Help defense comes. His 10-footer is short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Morningside, and Morningside can reestablish a double-digit lead with a 3-point basket. Out front is Borchers. Borchers gives it back. They go Egger. Egger, three from the right wing, good. Brody Egger with a three-point basket. He's got 5. And the Dort College defenders trail 67-57. Dort College wants a timeout. Morningside responding to the Dort College charge by turning a one-point deficit into a 10-point advantage. They've outscored Dort College 13-2. And the defenders trail it right now, 67-57, with a timeout charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Morningside has answered the Dort College rally by outscoring Dort College by 11 to take a 10-point lead, 67-57. And now the defenders need to come up with a comeback, 67-57 on the Verhoef Automotive scoreboard. Pass goes left side over to Jansma. Jansma gets a ball screen. Comes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell tries for the sweep. It's taken away by Morningside. Emig into the front court. Emig feeds the trailer. Left side, Hahn. Hahn thought about the long three. Decided against it. Pass to Simadini. Simadini and a reach-in foul called on Andrew O'Donnell. That's O'Donnell's second. So Andrew O'Donnell whistled for his second personal foul. 10:05 remaining. Dort College on defense. With it on the right side is Hahn. Barkema will check in at the next dead ball. Hahn goes into the left corner. They feed it down low. Brown. Brown trying to get around Winterfeld. Muscles it up. Good. Trey Brown with 7 points. College trails 69-57. Into the front court with the basketball. They go right side. Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Henriksen comes back out front. Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Jansma. Jansma left side. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Henriksen. Henriksen stripped on the way up. Picked up by Semedini. Semedini gives it off to Emig. Emig with the basketball. Emig, right elbow, back to Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers off of the glass. That's Trey Brown. Trey Brown with a two-point bucket. He's got 9. And the run continues for Morningside. Morningside has now scored 14 in a row. This game was tied 57-57. Since that point, Morningside on a 14-0 run. A turnover by the defenders. Lang had it poked away. He touched it last before it went out of play. And Morningside has the basketball back with 9:04 remaining. Morningside into the front court. Zach Emig. Emig on the right side. Emig. They get it back left side and knocking down a three. Morningside's, that's Semedini again it was. Andrew Semedini, 12 points. He's going to remember this one for a while. Gasing passes back out front. Winterfeld. Winterfeld three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Brunsting. Dort College trailing 73-57. Let's see if Dort College has some sort of answer. Ben Gasing puts it on the floor, takes it hard to the basket, and he got fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. So the free throw's on the way for Dort College's Ben Gasing. Gasing, the freshman from Sioux Center, will go to the charity stripe. This will be the first pair of free throws shot by Dort College in the second half. Right-handed free throw by Gasink is up and through. Another one on the way for Ben Gasink. That's by the a 14-0 run by the Mustangs ends on that free throw. And now a free throw on the way for Gasink, trying to make it a 14-point game, and it's off the mark, no good. Beg your pardon, that was a 16-0 run by the Mustangs. It's now 73-58. Dort College down by 15, 8-19 and counting. Right side pass, Almond. Almond backdoor cut for Egger to Brown. Brown puts it up over the top of Bussard. Good. Trey Brown with 11. 75-58. Gasink in between the circles. Ben Gasink. Near the center jump circle, uses his dribble, passes left side, Bussard on the elbow. Barkema fading away from 12, no good. Rebound controlled by Brunsting. Gets back over to Gasink, and it has been awfully tough going for Dort College on offense here in the last 7 minutes or so. And the Morningside Mustangs have taken control of this contest, and they lead it 75-58. 75-58. with it on the left side. It's Brody Egger. Egger to Emig. Emig right side back to Semedini. Semedini, Egger. Egger puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Taps it out to Almond. Almond shot no good. And a push called on Zach Emig. Emig whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on him. So Dort College will be inbounding with the length of the floor in front of them. Well, when this game has concluded, all but two of the games out of the eight being played in GPAC quarterfinal round play between the women and the men will be concluded. Ben Gaysink of the basketball, through the legs dribble, picks it up, passes over to Barkema. Barkema left side, Henriksen. Henriksen over to Gaysink. Gaysink gives it up, Bussard. Bussard puts it up, blocked by Brown. Rebound, Brown. And Brown will now take it back the other way. Brown gives it off, right side, Almond. Almond, Emig. Emig, left side, Semedini. Semedini to Brown. Brown facing up with Bussard, 12 feet out on the baseline. And now a foul called on Bussard on the post defense. Zach Bussard whistled for the personal foul. And for Zach, that is number two, I believe. And Morningside will inbound the basketball. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 6:42 on the game clock. That was foul number three, by the way, on Bussard. On the right side, Morningside. They give it up to Brody Egger. Egger on the right wing. Egger guarded by Brunsting. Puts up the shot from the wing. No good. Rebound tipped out long, and coming up with it is Semedini. Semedini with the basketball. Emig. Emig tries to take it in. Lost the handle on it, but throws it off of Marcus Winterfeld's shin and out of play. Morningside. This will be Semedini throwing it in. 75-58, Morningside leading by 17. Pass underneath Emig. Emig will back it out. Now he'll work it in against Winterfeld. Hesitates with the left hand. Good. Zach Emig runs through the lane. Hesitates for a moment. Gets the defender to stand up. And it's a 19-point lead for Morningside, and Dort College turns it over on the other end. Well, when it's shut off for the defenders here, it is shut off hard. They've been outscored 20-3 with 5:56 remaining in this contest. The last 10 minutes have not been kind to the Dort College defenders. With it on the right, left elbow. Shot on the way by Borchers. Off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by Gaysink. Ben Gaysink with the basketball. Comes back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld three, no good. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It will be Morningside basketball. And bringing the basketball up, Morningside. This is Zach Emig. Emig in between the circles. He goes left side. Andrew Semedini. Cross-court pass intended for Egger. Goes out of play. And a lot of the suspense taken out of this one in the last couple of minutes. As the Morningside Mustang men have taken control of this one, and it certainly appears tonight will mark the end of the Dort College women's and men's basketball seasons. Women put up a fight in Orange City before falling. Marcus Winterfeld tries to spin around Tyler Borchers, and Winterfeld got called for traveling. Lang will check in. Gaysink will check out. So Ben Gaysink checks out of the basketball game with his team down 77-58. Dort College has been outscored 27-18 here in the second half. Mixed in there was a Dort College brief lead at 55-54, and it was tied at 57 all. Egger, three, left corner, good. Brody Yeager with 8 points, averaging 16 points per ball game, but it's been a variety of other characters for the Mustangs who have forged a 22-point lead with 4:30 remaining in this contest. Lang to Brunsting. Brunsting, left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Lang. Lang with the basketball. Lang driving in with the left hand, and he is blocked on the play by Borchers, but a foul on the play called against Morningside. And that's going to go on Alex Borchers, and Alex Borchers has just been whistled for his second. So it was Borchers who got him with a body rather than Tyler Borchers on the block shot. Free throw up, no good by Lang. Another one on the way. Kyle Lang with 11 points, 9 in the first half. Dort College has scored just 3 points since the 15-16 mark. Now 4 points as Lang makes 1 of 2. Kyle Lang makes 1 of 2. Timeout on the floor with 4:23 remaining. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more from Sioux City right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Morningside gets it down low. Going up with it was Alex Borchers. Borchers loses it out of bounds. Dort College trailing by 21, 80-59. Kyle Lang into the front court. Lang with the basketball on the left wing. Kyle picks up his dribble, comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen feeds it to Barkema. Barkema tries to fire it cross-court. It's deflected and taken away by Egger. Egger with the basketball for Morningside. Brody Egger with it on the right wing. Egger out front. Left side, that was Hahn with it. Hahn back to Emig. Emig back to Egger. Egger gives it up underneath Borchers. Count the hoop, and he is fouled on the play. Tyler Borchers to the free throw line to shoot the free throw. He's got 7 points in the second half, 17 for the ball game. Morningside up front comfortably at this point, 82-59. Certainly looks like they are going to have a date in the GPAC semifinals on Saturday. Free throw by Borchers off the mark, no good. 66% free throw shooter tonight. He is 1 for 3. 82-59, Dort College trailing. Henriksen, they go over to Brunsting. Brunsting, Barkema, Barkema, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, 3, right wing, missed it, no good. Dort College, other than that run that saw them get in front briefly early in the second half, it's been hard work here the last 11 or 12 minutes. Morningside. Pass goes down low, intended for Borchers. Tipped out of bounds by Winterfeld. It will be Morningside basketball. Throwing the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop is Alex Borchers. And Tyler Borchers gets the inbounds pass, gives it off to Hahn. Hahn looking down low. And a reach-in foul called on Josh Van Langen. Van Langen whistled for the personal. And for Josh, that is number 3 on him. Tyler Borchers to the free throw line. He'll shoot a 1-1. So Borchers tonight with 17. First free throw on the way for the right-handed sophomore is up and good. He makes that one. He's got another one coming. He had 10 in the first half, has 8 so far in the second half. He and Brown have split time here in the second half. Second free throw no good by Borchers. And the defenders trail 83-59. Lang outside O'Donnell into the corner, Henriksen. Henriksen of the basketball, 2:45 remaining. Van Langen, cross-court pass, Lang. Lang with it, 17-footer right side, off the mark, no good. And the rebound cleared out by Borchers, and now Morningside will walk it into the front court. Morningside showing why they were the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season champs. Out front with a basketball is Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers on the left wing. Goes over to Tyler Borchers. Backdoor cut. Picking it up. Shot no good by Egger. Rebound cleared by Henriksen. Henriksen able to bother the shot. Here's Barkema. Barkema drives in. Blocked by Borchers. And the Dort College defenders will play defense again. Morningside coming back the other way. And a timeout on the floor charged to Morningside as they will check substitutes into the contest. 83-59, Morningside by 24. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Checking some scores from across the conference. Dakota Wesleyan beat Midland earlier tonight in women's play 72-43. Morningside basketball, 83-59. Shot no good from the perimeter. New players in, Pierce Almond. He passes right side to Ben Hoskins. Hoskins shot blocked from behind by Van Langen. Get it over left side over to DJ Feikstra. Feikstra drives in. His shot no good. Slaps it off of the backboard. No good. Van Langen unable to get a piece of it. And the Mustangs coming back the other way with the basketball. Almond. Almond on the left wing. Almond feeds it down low for Widhelm. Widhelm. Back to Almond. Almond, left corner. This is gets it back on the wing. 10 to shoot. 1:15 remaining in the contest. And they fire it out to the perimeter. Intended for Morningside's number 20. That's James Mayer. Van Langen. Henriksen, Lang check out, then Kickerix, Josh Casimir, Mike Martinez check in. This is Van Kickerix, his shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Martinez for Dort College. Jesse Jansma is going to check in. Andrew O'Donnell will check out of the ballgame for the final time as a Dort College defender. O'Donnell will leave in the top 12 in assists, top 10 in steals, top 30 in rebounds, and over 900 career points. Obviously, you would hope for more for Andrew this season. Casimir gets it down low, gives it back over to Martinez. Martinez at the free throw line, bounces it in to Casimir. Casimir, baby hook, good for the junior. Josh Casimir with the two-point bucket. Dort College trails 83-61. Morningside basketball, eight-second difference. Shot clock, game clock. Pass goes down low. Widhelm blocked from behind by Martinez. Here comes Feikstra. DJ Feikstra into the front court, picks up his dribble. Looking, passes into the corner to Jansma with 20 seconds remaining. Jansma with it on the right side. Jansma picks up his dribble, goes over to DJ. DJ back over to Mike Martinez. Shot clock is off, 10 seconds remaining. Martinez back to Casimir. Casimir with the two-point field goal. He's got four. And the defenders trail 83-63. And Morningside will close this out with a 20-point win, 83-63. Morningside moves on in the tournament with a 24-6 mark. Dort College's season comes to an end at 12-19. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with more from Sioux City, Iowa, right after this. Time for the Wireless World postgame wrap. Here we go. Dort College trail that halftime 50-40. Led briefly in the second half. Took a one-point lead at 55-54 with 15-16 remaining. We had our only tie of the game at 57-57. Morningside went on a 14-0 run to go up 71-57. Dort College falls 83-63, the final. Shooting totals, Dort College 24-59 from the floor, 40.7%, 9-28 in the second half for 32%. 9-30 on threes, 30%. 6-8 on free throws, 75%. For Morningside, 33-59 from the floor, 55.9%. 7-15 on threes, 46.7%. 10-15 on free throws, 66.7%. Morningside, a 37-28 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, North College with 12. Morningside also had 12. Eight steals for the Mustangs, five for North College. North College was led tonight by Kyle Langs, 12 points, 4 for 10 from the floor. Alec Henriksen, 10 points. He scored 8 in a hurry in the second half, ends with 10. 9 points for Chad Barkema, 8 for Marcus Winterfeld, 4 for Chandler Brunsting, 3 for Ben Gasing, 5 for Andrew O'Donnell in his final game as a North College defender. Zach Bussard closes with 8 points. Josh Kazmir has 4. Rebounding, Marcus Winterfeld with 5. Chandler Brunsting also with 5. 3 each for Ben Gasink, Andrew O'Donnell. 4 for Zach Bussard. And a couple for Josh Van Lingen. For the Morningside Mustangs tonight, Tyler Borchers with 18. 14 for Matthew Hahn. 13 for Zach Emig. 11 for Andrew Simadini. 11 for Trey Brown. 8 points for Brody Egger. 4 for Alex Borchers, 4 for Pierce Almond, and that's their total of 83. Tyler Borchers with 12 rebounds this evening. Zach Emig closes with 6. 4 assists for Brody Egger, 3 for Zach Emig, and 5 for Tyler Borchers. For North College, 3 assists for Alec Henriksen, 2 for Marcus Winterfeld, and 2 for Ben Gasink, and a couple of steals for Marcus Winterfeld as well. North College closes their year at 12-19, Morningside advances on in tournament play. 24-6, they will play on Saturday afternoon. Coach Ross Dalma has made his way out of the locker room and his post-game comments. And Coach Dalma, game where a couple of stretches, your team was able to play pretty well, but seemed like the experience and the strength of Morningside ended up playing out, and that was a huge advantage for them this evening, and they took advantage of those two areas and made life pretty difficult for your team the last 15 minutes or so of regulation.
Yeah, they did, Mike. We were having a terrible time scoring the ball the last 12 minutes of the game. I really liked how we came out of the locker room. I thought we played a rather lethargic first half. I thought the first 5 minutes or so of the second half, we really fought back, took a two-point lead after being down 10, and then we just really had a tough time scoring the ball, which against Morningside is difficult, simply because they score at such a high rate. We're not going to be able to beat them 69-65 or anything like that. So, just a tough way to play down the stretch. And the effort was good, I thought, at times. At other times, I just felt like, maybe we were overwhelmed against a team that obviously is playing very well right now. We've seen them twice now in the last week, and they're primed for the national tournament. Hope they do well. Hope they represent the GPAC well.
We move beyond the outcome of tonight's contest, and we've known for the past while that this season was going to mark your last for men's basketball coach at Dort College as you transition into the role of athletic director. What your thoughts on this year's team, and let's begin with just simply Andrew O'Donnell and Taylor Feenster, a couple of the seniors, part of the program. Taylor unable to play this year because of an injury. Andrew O'Donnell finishes out the year in a different role than the last 3 years. Your thoughts on those two seniors?
Yeah, first Taylor, your heart just breaks for him. Really a career that was marred his last three seasons with significant injuries, and kid was exactly a great model for the younger guys in terms of the work ethic, both in practice and the weight room. I just really think that his absence this year was sorely missed, because we had somebody in him that could at least protect at the rim a little bit. And his injury happened earlier in the year, and so we were able to try to modify some things before the season began. But truth be told, we put a lot of time in last spring and summer thinking that he would be a key part, and just really appreciated the work ethic that he brought, just appreciated the buy-in, especially his last year and a half, where he did some things to really alter his body and really try to become more lean and buy-in so we could play a little more up-tempo. And I just feel awful for him. That opportunity never presented itself. That said, he's never wavered. He's always said God has a plan for this. And it may not bear fruit, immediately. It might be something down the road where these tough experiences really met itself out and he really grows from that. Just an outstanding young man who carries himself in a dignified manner and really, I think, competes Christianly and does the things that you'd want for any college player. I'm really going to miss his presence and, you know, his quiet demeanor. It's full of humor, and I know the guys just really gravitate to and appreciate him, and just really looking forward to seeing what God has in store for Taylor in years to come. You know, Andrew played a lot of games over his career, played a lot as a freshman already. And early in his career, freshman, sophomore, junior year, got a lot of playing time from the starting role. This year we felt because we had so many young kids, we needed to mix him and Alec around a little bit. And so we had to divide up some veterans with some younger guys. And Andrew is always whatever you need me to do. Very likable personality, very authentic and sincere. Just an outstanding young man who treats people in a very dignified manner. And I think that's probably the thing we'll take away from him is just the manner in which he connected with his teammates, the way he connected with coaches, just very appreciative of opportunities. And, you know, Andrew is just an outstanding young man. He has made his way up the points and the rebounds and assists and steals charts at Dort. He's littered throughout the top 25 on a number of those things, simply because he's been steady and he's been able to keep himself in a position where he can just be a factor. So his personality and the way he interacts with people will be sorely missed. Brandon Hogsma and Aaron Van Beek, two guys that have roomed with Andrew for quite some time, very significant piece of our program. Guys that do a lot of behind-the-scenes things where they are true servant leaders, and they're people that give up their time and their energy for the sake of other people. And I think that embodies who those four guys are as a whole. Aaron obviously is very active civically outside of just Dort, doing some student teaching right now. And Brandon has really taken on a role over the last couple years as a student assistant and becoming more and more involved in different day-to-day operations. And so those guys, all of them collectively, are going to be missed, and they are just good ambassadors for Dort College and the Dort College men's basketball program.
You've been at this at Dort College for, this is your ninth season. Obviously, you've had some opportunity over the course of this year to reflect. How do you sum up the last 9 years, Coach? It's hard to do, I understand, but how do you sum those 9 years up?
You know, Mike, I've said this to people. I've been really fortunate and blessed to coach what I think is one of the best small college jobs in America. I think that you got a fan base that absolutely is passionate about Dort College. They obviously love basketball, and the caliber of players that we've been able to work with during the 9 years in terms of who they are as people, low-maintenance guys who just bring it every day and authentically care about one another, makes coaching at Dort College special. And it's just hard to sum up, you know, in a short period of time, really what that all embodies. But there's a couple groups that really stick out. You work closely with officials. You work closely with coaches and, of course, your current players and former players. Those are kind of the folks that give you a litmus test a little bit on where things are at. And, you know, the last month or so as we've wound down, just been able to reconnect and revisit those strong relationships have been good. And then Defender Nation as a whole, the way they support Dort College and the men's basketball program in this case is something that I'm very grateful for. It's been a great stretch for my family and I, and certainly going to miss this. I probably don't really understand and can't quantify that at this point. Probably will become something that next fall will become more readily apparent. But this is a tremendous institution to coach at, particularly men's basketball. And the fans that came out to support us each night, through the good stretches that we had, through some tough stretches that we had, they never wavered, and it's truly what make Dort special. When we tell recruits who come onto campus, we have really good facilities. We have really good data that we can put in front of people in terms of graduation rates and job placements, but our greatest asset is our people. And that's a hard one to tangibly quantify, but it is the thing that makes us unique and makes us special. And I'm very grateful for having the opportunity to have coached here 9 years.
Coach, thanks for the 9 years as men's basketball coach. Tomorrow, full-time athletic director, and we take the basketball coach title off of that placard on the wall, if you will. And it's been a good 9 years. I know this year challenging, but all in all, a very good 9 years, and thanks for your – I think I speak for the entire Dort College community when I say thanks for your work as a men's basketball coach.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you very much.
That's Coach Ross Dalma, and that is just about going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College men's basketball. We do want to go through the scores from tonight, GPAC quarterfinal round play. Men's basketball, Morningside over Dort, 83-63. Over across – at the Newman Flanagan Center, number 7 seed Doan upsets Briarcliff 85-84. Doan advances on in tournament play. If the seeds hold up from here on out, they would be traveling to Orange City this Saturday. That is if Northwestern can defeat Concordian at halftime. Northwestern leads Concordia 50-42. Dakota Wesleyan in front of Hastings, a relatively comfortable 13 points early in the second half, 51-38. In women's basketball, it was Northwestern defeating Dort College 75-64. That was a tie game late in the third quarter. Dakota Wesleyan over Midland 72-43. Morningside over Hastings 69-67. And it was Concordia over Briarcliff 80-64. That is going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. And, we put the period on the sentence, if you will, for the 2017-18 men's and women's basketball seasons. And for the most part, our athletic broadcasts on KDCR for the school year come to a close. Obviously, we'll be doing some things via the live stream for our spring athletics. That continues with men's volleyball coming up later next week. We pick things up there. Also throw some baseball and softball home doubleheaders into that schedule as well, as March and April come and winter turns into spring. And for both Dort College basketball teams, a couple of losses in the quarterfinal round this evening in women's and men's basketball. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. For the last time this school year, good evening.